Supporters wanted $200,000 to help illegal immigrants facing deportation proceedings. Council members made their positions clear. District 1's Esmeralda Soria.
I think that this is a modest investment in us attempting to help provide some seed funding and also leveraging other private dollars to be able to provide really critical legal services.
And District 2's Steve Brandow immediately followed.
This didn't happen the last 8 years, but it's happening now. And so I think it's strictly political. It's probably part of a larger resistance movement. I think it hypothetically damages the city of Fresno.
The vote came in and Council President Clint Olivier read the result.
This motion fails, 4 no, 2 yes with 1 abstention.
Outside the chamber, those for it say they will fight on. Leticia Valencia is with Faith in Fresno.
This does not end here. The Legal Defense Fund is going to be created with or without the help of our council.
In downtown Fresno, Dominic McAndrew, KMJ News.